Okay, I guess I don't know about that.
Overdoses.
Okay, yeah, we'll keep that in mind. We're here to warn people about man-made religion and the false gospels that they're preaching here. Are you here for that?
I am a believer in Jesus.
Okay.
I was born on April 9th, 1973. I have witnessed so much pain and so much...
It's a dark world.
...false pride. And the pastor I was renting my apartment from is co-signing and condoning everything there. Homelessness, brokenness...
Well, that's why can I share that? The gospel is the hope that can bring anybody out through all that hopelessness and everything that this darkness of the world is. Yes, so through Christ's shed blood, he shed his blood for the remission of sins, right? He was fully God, fully man. He came to the earth, he died, and he rose again. He defeated death. And he did that for those who would repent. Do you know what repentance is?
Confession of sin.
It's more than that. It's that, but it's more than that. It's a turning of your mind from your ways to his ways.
Yes.
And then if you do that, have you heard about this? You'll be born from above. Born again, they say. That means the Holy Spirit is within you. And if you have the Holy Spirit of God, a holy God within you, you'll have works of obedience for him. We don't work our way into salvation, but because of what he offers and what he's done to us, we obey him. And then we keep doing that until the day we die. They're not teaching that here. Are you here for this?
Actually, I'm here for Jesus, and he's my Savior.
Okay. Did you come here for this concert, though?
Actually, I came here for Jesus.
Okay, well, I just want to tell you, we're not here just to stand against this. This is worldly, fleshly, carnal, and not of God. And neither are the man-made religious organizations out there, all the denominations. They're not of God either. They're made of man. So we encourage people to get the scriptures and dig deep for the truth, because the pastors and priests are lying to people. They're not teaching people to come out of the world. They're not teaching them to avoid such things like this that is going to lead them on the broad road to destruction. They're not teaching them to come out of politics, entertainment, sports. They're not teaching women how to be godly, holy women, covering their heads, covering their bodies, stripping themselves down to be pure and shame-faced. They're not teaching all those. So that's why we're out here warning them. Check out our website. I'm going to go catch up with my husband. Website is on there. And on the back is our email if you want to email us. And there's a bunch of warnings about man-made religion on there. I'd encourage you to test yourself.
Are you a Jehovah Witness?
Oh, are we Jehovah Witness? Oh, absolutely not. We left our man-made religion behind because they're lying to people. Jehovah Witness, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, AOG, Mennonites, Amish, it doesn't matter where they are. Yeah, they're not of God, yeah. So I'm glad you see that. Test yourself, send us an email, check out our website, let us know if we can help you. And I'll keep in mind the prayer that you asked about Washington, okay?
My grandparents, I had their Holy Bible in my room.
Okay.
It's a King James Version.
I would encourage you to read that. Are you from here?
No, I'm from New York.
Oh, you're from New York. Okay.
But my family was faith-based.
Okay.
We had family scripture, and my grandparents died, so I'm left as the only girl and the oldest child.
Uh-huh. Death is coming for all of us, yeah.
Granddaughter. And I have boys underneath me.
Okay. We're getting closer to death every day, aren't we? Yeah, I want to make sure that you're seeking after him in holiness and obedience. Seek after the truth. Become a transformed daughter of the Most High. I love you. I'm going to go catch up with my husband. It was nice talking to you. Take care.
Bye.